Welcome to episode 555 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agent, Sandy. This week, we'll be discovering the stunning Mighty Five of Utah. Sandy and Elizabeth recently experienced a guided tour with Globus through Utah's breathtaking national parks. From the towering red rock formations to sweeping vistas, Utah's parks offer a jaw-dropping glimpse into nature's wonders. Get ready for a quick taste of each incredible park, plus Sandy's personal highlights and tips. Whether you're a seasoned explorer or a newcomer to national parks, this episode will inspire your next outdoor adventure. So let's get started.
Yay!
Yay! Was this your first time going out, like, to do national parks?
Well, I've done, like, Yosemite and, you know, I've done some other national parks. I actually really love national parks. But this was my first time in Utah, and oh my goodness, I feel like this was a secret that maybe some people, like the Mormons, knew about it, but I did not know how amazing Utah was. It was, it was,
and incredible. I've not been, so I'm interested to hear about it because I have not done the national parks. So,
I mean, so a lot of people when they are doing national parks, they want to camp and, you know, do a lot of hiking and stuff like that. So that is how I've experienced it in the past. Like with Yosemite, we camped twice. So this was different for me. This was the first time I've actually done a guided tour. And it was like little tastes of it. Like, you know, it's a short amount of time in the parks, but we got to see a lot of stuff in a short period of time. And I definitely can see why some people would want to do it. I can think of people who would want to do it this way, you know? So it was a really good experience.
Nice. Loved it. Awesome. All right. So let's just start. I mean, like from day one, like where you started in Vegas.
Yeah, we started in Vegas.
Flew into Vegas. Okay.
We thought about going a day early because I normally tell people to arrive a day early for things, but there's so many flights to Vegas, and we didn't, like, our first night we just had, like, we met up with the group and had dinner. So we felt like we were good if we just got there that day.
Right.
So we got there early. We stayed at the Treasure Island, which is right on the strip. And yeah, it's kind of funny. I wish Elizabeth was here tonight because we had this whole escapade with, going to get pedicures. You know me, I'm like, we can totally walk this because it's, you know, only a mile away, and she was going to kill me by the end. It was like we were like passing every sex shop in the desert, you know?
Oh, so fun.
Yeah. And I got us a little bit lost. So we had to Uber the rest of the way. And I'm like, we'll just Uber back. It's fine. But we saved like $100 each.
I think I have a meeting with Elizabeth later this week. I might have to ask her about the Vegas shenanigans.
Yeah, the pedicure saga. But, you know, for one thing, when we were trying to just pop into the spa at Treasure Island, they only had one appointment, not two. And then they also, it was like $100 where we went, it was like 20 or 30, you know?
Right.
So it's totally worth it. Totally worth it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway. Absolutely.
Yeah. But another cool thing, and I've been to Vegas a couple times, but it's been a while. And, you know, so at the dinner, they were talking, like, they give you this overview of what it's, what you're in for, basically.
Yeah.
And it was in like a, like one of the rooms at the hotel, one of the like banquet room kind of things. And they had like a buffet. So, you know, they kept talking about the elevation and we would need to hydrate. And, you know, so I'm like, I don't think I'm going to go to the like Walgreens across the street and get some of those liquid IVs. And someone was like, oh no, there's a CVS in the hotel. And I was like, really? What? You know, but oh my gosh, you can stay underground at these hotels for like blocks. So, Yeah. So I was able to go just kind of wander through the casino to the other side of the hotel. And it was like a block away, but it was all underneath. And yeah. So anyway, I was able to get some stuff for the trip and
nice.
Got those liquid IVs because we were, it was some major, we were up to 12,000 feet at one point.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Definitely need to hydrate.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome dinner the first night. So then the next day you took a bus ride to Zion National Park.
Yeah. So what we were going to do was hit Zion and then spend a few hours there and have lunch and then end up at our hotel for the night, which was outside of Bryce Canyon. Mm-hmm. So motor coach, their buses are amazing. It was really, really nice. It was brand new. And
I've done a Globus trip before and motor coach, and their motor coaches are so nice.
Yeah, lots of plugs everywhere and, you know, just very comfortable. It, so the Wi-Fi wasn't great, but that's because of where we were. We were out in the, you know, it was so like out there, but it was hard to get a signal even on your cell phone at some places. But so we drove a few hours to Zion. And the guide is telling us history the whole time, which I find very interesting and cool. And then there's the little town that's outside of Zion is super cute. And there's lots of lodging options. There's like covered wagons you can stay in and teepees. And like, yeah, it's really cool. And that's lots of little, yeah, like some funky little shops and coffee shops and little restaurants. But, you know, so they have a shuttle from the town, and I don't remember, I didn't write the name of the town down, but the town outside of Zion has a shuttle that'll take you into the park. The only people who can drive into the park are shuttle buses and motor coaches and people who are staying at the Zion Lodge. Everybody else you're going to shuttle in anyway. So so it's good to know, right? So so the shuttle stop is like number one, right? And like, I guess then there's the visitor center one, but we went all the way up to the lodge. They gave us a lunch and they told us, they suggested we go all the way up to the top of where the shuttle lets off and have lunch there and then look at some stuff and then come back to the stop like right before the lodge and then walk back from there. And that turned out to be pretty perfect. Actually, we only had like 2 hours in Zion, which is a very small taste. There's some really famous, like popular hikes. There's one called Angel's Landing that is very popular and it's only like a 2.5 mile loop, but it's, you have to have permits to go. They try to limit the amount of people who actually go do it because you can fall off the cliff. And, you know, and then they have another thing called the Narrows that, that you can go and go up these like really narrow rock formations and stuff. So it's just gorgeous. So if you want to do some hiking like that, there's some really cool stuff you can do there and you could spend a little more time.
Nice.
But they were very, 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 very adamant that we had to leave at this certain time because
I saw something about that.
Yeah. So the route we're going, we have to get through this tunnel and the tunnel was built, you know, I don't know how many years ago, like whatever, but the motor coaches are big now and they can't fit through the tunnel. They have to drive straight down the middle. So the rangers will stop traffic to let the shuttle buses through or not the shuttles, the motor coaches. Yeah. So you have to be there while the rangers are still on duty. So they're like, we have to leave at this time because we have to get to that tunnel. If we don't, we have to turn around and drive back to like, you know, halfway to Vegas. And it's going to be like, you know, add like several hours to our drive.
Oh, wow. And
wouldn't you know that two travel agents didn't show up on time. And
no.
Yeah. And we left them. And so, yeah, it was crazy. I was like, oh, my gosh, what would I do? That is. But other people were like, well, then you should have listened. And then and I'm like, oh, my God, I just can't. All I could think about was like, oh, man, that would just be. But it all turned out OK. They called while we were on our way up there. They had messed up. They had like taken the shuttle bus back down to the visitor center, not the lodge, and didn't realize that they were in the wrong spot. So then they got on it to go back. It was like six stops and they just. They just can't get there on time. So,
oh, bless.
A park ranger brought them to us. So it all ended up okay. You know,
that's good.
But so we got through the tunnel and then we waited for them a little bit and then they showed up. So, so that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. So be sure to know where your meeting point is.
Yeah. And when they tell you you have to be there, they're going to leave you. I mean, they did.
They will leave. I mean, they have to.
I mean,
kind of like the cruise ships. You know, mm-hmm. if you show up late and the ship's pulling away, it's not going to say, oh, hang on a second. Let me just back up and get you.
Absolutely.
It's not going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was kind of, that was eye-opening and cool. You know, glad it wasn't me.
Right.
And then, so then we drove to Bryce Canyon, and that's a little town outside of Bryce Canyon that also has a shuttle into Bryce. But
we got
there at like dinner time. And basically checked into our hotel and had dinner. And
that was just a dinner on your own that night. So you just got to kind of just find.
Yeah, there were a couple choices. We ate at the hotel. It had like a buffet or you could order off the menu. Mm-hmm. There was a diner. There was a pizza place nearby. So a couple options. There was also like a general store attached to the hotel we were at. And they had like microwave meals and, you know, just stuff. If you wanted to grab a salad from there or something, like, it's kind of like a little grocery store. So,
after a long day, I probably would have just eaten in the hotel as well.
Yeah. We would just, you know, it was fine.
Yeah.
And then we had breakfast was included for us the next day. So we ate there again.
Okay.
But yeah. And then,
So then where to?
So the next morning we get up and we go to, Bryce Canyon. So we're going to all like the places where you can stop and see the amazing stuff. And this was my favorite park. It was like jaw dropping awe everywhere. This was amazing. I could not believe a place looked like this in the United States, and I did not know it. It was so beautiful. The rock formations are called hoodoos, and it's just it like the guide was comparing it to. Like, if you've ever seen the Terracotta Warriors in China, it kind of looks like that. You know, like, it's just crazy. Like, I can't even imagine the people who first wandered upon this, you know? Like,
right?
It's just wild.
I know.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. I see you guys did a dinner theater that night.
Yeah. So
that sounds fun.
So that day we had free time. We could have gone back into the park on that shuttle and done some of the hikes. There was like hikes around the rim and, you know, like a couple mile things that would have been doable, but I didn't go do them. Some people did like ATVs, and I think some people might have done horseback riding, lots of stuff. But there was, dinner theater across the street. And it's funny because they still put us all in the motor coach and drove us across the street to it. But we're like, okay, whatever, you know. And it was kitschy. It was kind of hoopty-doo. But the talent was really good. They had this kid who was like, I want to say 15 or 16, who played the fiddle. Mm-hmm. And he was amazing. He was like,
wow,
really good. Yeah. So it was cool. It was a fun time. It was cold, though. It was like we went from, you know, Vegas, hot, to Zion, still pretty warm. I think it was like 80 degrees. But by the time we got up to Bryce, we were like at 8,000 feet by then. And it was like 30 degrees at night. You know, it was like, how do you pack for this? How do you do this?
Right.
But during the day, it was still pretty good. But the elevation would kick your butt, because if you were going to do those hikes, not only are they hilly, you know, like they're not flat.
Right.
But when you're talking like you're going from like, you know, you're going up to like 8,000-10,000 feet of elevation.
Right.
You feel that. So you definitely have to, hydrate for that.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, definitely. Yeah. Okay. So the next was Moab.
Yeah. On the way to Moab, we,
about 4 hours.
Yeah, it was cool. They, I mean, he talked on the bus most of the way.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, 4 hours seems so long, but I've had rides like that as well, where it's, you know, 3 and 4 hours long, and it really just goes by pretty fast.
Yeah,
like,
and, you know, another thing.
You're listening to the guide, you know, you might take a little cat nap. I would use that time to sit and like thumb through photos I had taken and delete crummy ones and edit them.
I had my Kindle. I was
Read a book. I'd throw in some AirPods and listen to some music. Or so it actually goes by pretty fast. And they do stop to use the bathroom. You're not just stuck on there for 4 hours.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention.
They stop for bathroom breaks, so
They were really good about that. Because there was a bathroom on the coach, but they were like...
That's for emergency.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're like, we're going to stop, and you're going
to
have plenty
of... not want to be that one person who has to utilize that bathroom in an emergency, because everybody knows. The whole bus knows what's going on.
Luckily, that didn't happen to us. It was fine.
So, yeah, but the rides really are not that bad. So.
No, it wasn't bad at all. And I do take Bonine for a motor coach ride just because I'm old now and I have to take Bonine for a theme park.
I do. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All the time.
Pre-game. But I will say those liquid IV pouches that I put in my water bottle, I think those really helped me. I was really, I never really felt the effects of the altitude. So
that's good. Did Elizabeth have any issues with the altitude, or did she do all right as
She did feel like she might have been getting like a little bit of a headache a couple times. Okay. But she didn't want to try something she hadn't done before because she was afraid it might mess her up, you know. So so she didn't really take anything extra. Right. I'm like, Bonine, look at you. You know, like,
but I mean, just a little headache. I mean, that's not terrible. That's
yeah, and she just took it easy and drank more water, you know. So,
absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So nice. She was good.
All right. So Moab.
So we drove through Capitol Reef. That is park number 3. And I guess so we went through Escalante State. I don't know. This like it's not a national park, it's like a national monument. And then, it was just like we stopped at another visitor center and stuff. But the Capitol Reef was really cool because they had the petroglyphs. Okay. And I'm telling you, aliens.
You heard it here.
That's what I came away with. That was what, it was like.
You heard it here. Outlander has confirmed.
They drew them like thousands of years ago. It was aliens, y'all. Yeah. So that's what I remember most about that. We did stop for lunch there, and they had like another thing that they talked about was like the peach and apple orchard, and
that's cool.
So they have that's kind of something that they have a lot of there, and there's a little house that sells little pies. I know we did. I went over to like get some pies, but the line was like out the door, and I didn't want to be the person who made this
who holds up the motor coach.
It's like I'm not gonna get left here because I'm just standing in line for a pie, so I didn't get to try the pies, but I'm sure next they time. Were delicious. The line I'm made sure. it seem like they were very delicious. So then we get to Moab and check into our hotel, and then we had that night to go to the shops, go to the restaurants. It is the cutest town. Like if you, well, you're familiar with Boone, right? Like,
yeah,
it reminded me of Boone, North Carolina. I think just mountain towny, you know, it was
mountain towny.
Yeah. That's kind of, there was like a food truck area.
Nice. Yeah.
It had a cool vibe. It was very like crystally, you know, people had their dogs, people were eating outside, you know, it was just,
oh, that's fun. How was the weather there? Still was.
It was, I'm trying to think. So, the next day, I did buy a sweatshirt. I was starting to run out of clothes, actually, because I don't know what I was thinking when I packed. But I thought it was going to be warmer more. And so I had a little bit more of, like, warm weather stuff. And then I, like, wore my jeans several days in a row and stuff. So, you know, it was getting
cold. You weren't sweating, so it's okay.
Well, and then the next day, it was a little rainy, and we went to Canyonlands, and that's where we stopped at the visitor center, and like 7 or 8 of us bought the same sweatshirt in the visitor center because we were cold, you know. It's like and then we all took pictures with them, and it was really funny, and
that's funny,
big jokes about it and stuff.
Yeah
It was cool. That one was stunning. So we did Canyonlands and Dead Horse State Park that morning.
Okay, so that was just like a little day trip. You were still staying in Moab.
Yeah, it was like...
Okay, so that was just like a little day, like just...
Yeah, it was close. Well, it was like morning, and then we went back to Moab for lunch.
Oh, okay.
And then
gotcha.
That afternoon, we went to Arches. And And it was raining, and so some people didn't even get off the bus. But I was like, I am walking up to these arches, you know,
yeah,
to see these arches. So
it's water, you'll dry.
Well, and I had not been there. Some people had been there, you know.
Oh, like, well, yeah,
so, yeah. So I really wanted to see them, and there was a long line getting in, and you have to make reservations now, like if you're going to camp in there. So
okay,
you need permits and stuff. So
right,
yeah, they regulate it a lot more. They said during COVID, like so many people were doing that because it was outdoors and, you know, mm-hmm. you kind of be isolated. And so they really had to start regulating it because people were parking in places they shouldn't have and right. ruining the rock formations and stuff right. like that. So,
yeah, now, was that cool. your last full day? You had your like mm-hmm. farewell dinner that night.
Yeah. At the local brewery, which was really cool. Nice.
Fun.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Good.
And then just chilled out. And then the next day, some people had to get back for a meeting. Mm-hmm. We were starting a conference in Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. and that was about a 3.5-4 hour drive. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what we did. We drove up to that. Yeah, Salt Lake City, that was my first time there too. And it was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah.
Did you ride the motor coach? Did you take the motor coach? Like, did yeah. Clovis take you up to Salt Lake? That's where the actual tour ended.
Yes. This okay. is not a tour that you're going to find on their website.
That's right. I remember you saying that.
They could recreate this, like if we had a group that wanted to specifically do this. Mm-hmm. But they also have them that go to Monument Valley. And mm-hmm. so there's kind of other parks that get added on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just a lot of options. So,
yeah.
I don't know. As somebody who has spent time like actually camping in national parks, mm-hmm. I am of an age where this is the way I want to do my national parks now.
Yeah, I'm not a camper.
I mean, I could stay a little longer and do some hikes, like some of the not so crazy hikes. I'm not going to go somewhere where I'm going to fall off the mountain, you know, because that's just not what I'm going to do. Mm-mm. But I could see like most of my family would like this. Owen would be the one that would want to do all the hikes and stay camping out and, you know, sleep with the rattlesnakes and stuff. But the rest of us would be just fine doing this and getting like mm-hmm. the taste and then
sleeping
of all
in
the
a bed.
Parts. Yeah. Go back to the hotel, go to the bar.
With a shower. You know,
like, yeah.
A bar and a restaurant close by and a hot shower and a comfortable bed. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's my speed too.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the experience of a tour like that.
Yeah.
That was the first time.
Was this your first time with Clovis?
Yeah. It was my first time on a guided tour like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I did my very first Clovis tour back end of March, beginning of April. And, I really liked it. I liked that everything was planned and done and you just, mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about anything but putting your luggage out in the morning and showing up on time for the motor coach. And, you know, it gives you a nice balance of planned activities and then time on your own to, mm-hmm. you know, to go and explore local restaurants, just other things that you might want to do. I really liked it.
I think it's a good way to figure out too if there's places you might want to come back to and mm-hmm. do a little bit more time. One of the things, like I mentioned, the cool little places to stay outside of Zion, but they had that again. I guess it was near Canyonlands, but they mm-hmm. had like these like domed like rooms, almost like a cabin with a glass dome on top mm-hmm. that were for like stargazing because these are dark sky areas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I'm like, okay, that would be amazing. You know, like that would be really cool to go and stay in one of those. And I can see going back. I mean, Utah was amazing. I can't believe it wasn't on my radar at all. You know, it's kind of like, why have I never thought to go there? Well, and easy to get to from, it's easy from Vegas. And I was asking the tour guide too, like about the crowds at these parks versus like, you know, Yellowstone or, you know, like the really popular ones. And, mm-hmm. you know, it just doesn't really compare. These are kind of hidden gem type, I think.
Yeah.
And stunning, like truly stunning. So, I loved it.
Yeah. Nice. Well, good. Anything else that you want to add?
No, I would say this is a good way to see national parks. I get people who like don't want to, I don't know. They want to do it more on their own, but I think there's a lot to be said for letting someone else take care of all that planning for you.
Absolutely. You know? I totally agree.
Yeah. Totally. I loved it.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.